Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Hip Hop National.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy Poetic, and tonight I'm excited, man, because we're getting ready to dig into a topic that, you know, I'm most interested in. But before we get into the topic, I want to go ahead and cover the show as we always do right here on the program. Lord, thank you once again for allowing us to come collectively as a community to communicate on another hot topic in this business of music. Lord, we ask that you bless every ear, every mind that is tuned in and locked into the program. Lord, that they can take what they learn here, take it back into the marketplace, and then be rewarded with their crafts in music. We ask that you bless their families accordingly and that you keep them grounded as they go forward in this business of music. Let them not forget who has given them the gift. That is you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Tonight, guys, we're talking about, is the claim of being the best ego, or is it pure genius? You know, Lil Wayne said he's the best. I mean, to me, that's a bold statement. He said he was the best rapper alive. That's very bold to make a statement like that. It takes a very confident person to say such a thing and then get others to pull on his coattail and agree. Well, then you got DJ Khaled. DJ Khaled also started with, we the best music group. And they always saying, we the best. Is it arrogance? Is it pompous, presumptuous? Or is it just clever, over-the-top marketing? Did they knock it out the box? And why are they still on top of their game? Tonight, we want to dig into that. And then I want to hear it from you, your thoughts. I'm getting ready to go around the panel. We got Floxy Jeezy, do me a favor. Go ahead and tell us where you're calling in from and what you represent, because I was on your show the other day. Flossy Jeezy, go ahead, tell us about it.
Flossy Jeezy show worldwide, Facebook, hailing out of the City of Roses, Portland, Oregon, trapped somewhere between Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, and here, you know, supporting the topics tonight, and, you know what I'm saying, trying to get in the mix and, you know, add my $1.50 in here to say what's going down on this topic. This is a good topic, so I had to check in. Those that support me, I support them, and that's how we keep this thing going around and around, and it comes out here. So I'm here to support and try to add to the flavor tonight. Glad to be
all
on there.
Right. Give us your opening statement of tonight's topic. Is the claims of being the best ego, or is it pure genius?
I would say, in a sense, it's pure genius on two levels. So as you believe, so you are. So as you surround yourself with those who believe in what you do, so you are. You are who you hang around, no matter, you heard Fred say it, no matter what you might believe on that level of understanding, that is what it is. So far as Lil Wayne is concerned, now that might be a little bit more ethos than fact, because, you know what I'm saying, once again, when you hit a topic like this and you figure out, you know, what it is that's in front of you, and you yourself are able to compare notes and to, you know, figure out things where there are music for each person's ear is is whatever a person thinks that it is. Some people might feel that way, some don't. In this particular case, I'm not really believing the hype in that area because there's a couple of MCs right off the top that I can name, and I'll wait till we get going, that I can name that I think, you know, actually serve their purpose better for what it is they're offering up. And I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
I'll leave it at that.
Okay. All right. And then we have on deck with us, we have Born Wise. Born Wise, go ahead and tell us your thoughts on tonight's topic. Is the claim of being the best ego, or is it pure genius? You now have the floor.
It's pretty much right now, I think it's pretty much like an ego thing right now, because like as far as me being an artist myself, I analyze like all the lyrics and stuff for different artists that's up and coming, and like basically, you know, you want to like trying to have a message, not steer the people in the wrong direction, and like I think right now, especially probably by the ego thing for him to say that. Because I know a lot of MCs because I've been doing shows. I, you know, tour with different groups and stuff around the different areas and different states that have actually messages to say in their song that's positive. And some of the rappers nowadays, like, you know, some of them are like dumbed down rappers as we speak to say. Like, you know, like they're not putting their full potential and skill in, so to that craft. So that's my thoughts on that so far.
Awesome. And then we're going to also bring in 206. Well, you know what? I'm not going to go there yet. I wanted to go around, but I definitely want to bring in my guy, Raw Dog. Raw Dog, what's your thoughts, man?
You know, hey, I'm loving hearing the different viewpoint of it, you know, to say you're the greatest, I think that is a promo thing. I think that's just to get the interest, you know. Lil Wayne being the greatest, that is a whole can of worms because I don't really think his music has shelf life like a Tupac or Notorious B.I.G. You know, so we're going to get into it, you know, and I think we're going to hear a lot of different opinions on this, okay? Now, let me bring in somebody else from the Pacific Northwest up here. 206-430, you raised your hand. What's your opinion on this?
Oh, Lil Wayne.
Tell us who you are and where you're calling in from.
Well, I'm coming from Seattle, and Seattle, Washington, it is. And thing is, man, I'm from Louisiana, you know, raised in Louisiana. You know, and that's a lot of that played down there, you know what I mean? And I will never take the fact that Lil Wayne has, you know, Lil Wayne has, you know, he has some skills, you know. I give him that. He's been doing it long enough. But he's by far not even close to being the greatest.
Right.
He's not even close. I mean, there's nothing that he has done that's been monumental in hip-hop. I mean, there's nothing that he has given anything that I can say, hey, this is hot. But, I mean, don't get me wrong. He got some dance stuff, and everybody's going to bob your head to hip-hop, and you're going to like the music, you're going to like some stuff. And some of the stuff he says, it ain't going to bother me. But if you look at an overall perspective on how young people listen to what he does and kind of, like, buy his stuff and support his stuff, and the way he kind of, like, the examples and the way he's leading guys, I don't like it, man. Like, he just basically, like, now he just signed the guy that I'm not really, you know, I'm not really comfortable with him. It's not about my comfort, though, but at the same time, you know, it's like I never heard the guy's music. But Lil Wayne, man, he's not even close. He's not even have a conversation as far as being the best. He's not even there. I could name about 20 MCs that are way better than him, probably more.
You know what? You said that, but now when you think about it, I don't ever recall much of his music having a shelf life. you know, where, you know, you could put on Tupac now and he's still relevant, you know, whereas Lil Wayne is like, you know, you hear it, they push it, and then you don't want to hear it anymore, you know. And that's just me and the way I see it, you know. But, you know, when you talk about Notorious B.I.G. and you talk about Tupac and even Snoop Dogg, you know, you put those on and, you know, everybody's ready for the gin and juice, you know. I mean, it's just, you know, they've got shelf life. And I think an artist to say he's the greatest, you know, he needs to have shelf life.
How many cut y'all with those rappers you just said? They are great, but you can go a little step higher than that. Let's talk about KRS-One.
Okay.
Let's talk about,
you're right,
you know,
on that.
That's guys, his music today, he has music that's done way back then that still stands stronger than anything ever put out today, you know what I mean?
That's true.
You know, and then with Tupac and Biggie, they are great. But Lil Wayne, man, come on, man. There's no guy the greatest hip hop gonna be named Lil Wayne. I mean, Lil Wayne. Are you serious?
Well, can I say this? I can say this, y'all can laugh, say as you may, but I don't care. Lil Wayne was bold enough to step up to the plate. All it was out of the box thinking. Lil Wayne didn't care if you believe he was the best or not. He felt within himself he was. He played the game. It was, don't get me wrong, it was a card game. He actually laid down his cards on the thing and said, hey, I got the trump card. And then he made others contest it to say he ain't the best alive. So now they talking about him. The momentum is going about him. Then everybody's marketing it out by word of mouth, how they really feel. They never felt he was the best, and he loved it. He ate it up, and he's still on top of the game, and he's still getting paid for it. Now, don't get me wrong. Y'all remember Muhammad Ali? He said, I'm the greatest alive. Okay? It was marketing, bro. I'm telling you. I love marketing.
It is great marketing, but this is the thing about it is great marketing, but that's the whole ego of an MC.
Before we go there, I'm going to bring in another thought. And then we're going to get into it, okay? So stay with me. Raw Dog, do me a favor. My computer is locking up. Open up John Lowe's line.
All right. Your computer. Uh-oh. All right. John, are you there?
What's going on, man? This is Quinn.
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 Tell him where you're calling in from, Quinn.
Man, you know, calling in from a small town called Dawson, Georgia, you know, always and forever, you know, I rep, you know how we do it, but welcome to Hip Hop National, man. Good to hear all y'all on the panel tonight, man. I mean, you know, I was before we even came on, I was rushing the time for, you know, I was rushing 8 o'clock to get here, man. You know, but my statement tonight, y'all was talking about Lil Wayne. Now, don't get me wrong. Now, we talking about the people that got top shelf music. Now, to me, Wayne got some top shelf music now. I mean, because I like Lil Wayne. I liked Lil Wayne when he first came out. I liked Lil Wayne when I first heard Lil Wayne, you know what I mean? And he was, you know, he was that gold. He's still that golden, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's just, you know, on certain songs, you know what I'm saying, you know. But, you know, I mean... You know, Lil Wayne was all right, man, you know. But, you know, people say, you know, he do say he the best rapper alive. He's not the best rapper alive, you know what I'm saying? I don't think any artist is the best rapper. I don't think any artist is, you know, the best singer. But if you that golden, you that golden. Now, Tupac and Biggie, now, they that golden. They that golden, I mean, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, they got top shelf music, you know what I'm saying? Their music won't play, you know, Lil Wayne music won't play like Pop and Biggie, because everybody on Pop and Biggie. And Pop, you know, hey, his music gonna forever be out there. You know, Wayne music gonna be forever be out there. Biggie music gonna forever be out there. You know what I'm saying? Like my man Raw Dog, Mr. Snoop Dogg. Everybody like the Gin and Juice. You know what I mean? Everybody like America Mo Wanted from Tupac. You know what I mean? Everybody like Biggie. You know what I'm saying? But most people like Pop more than they like Biggie.
All right. I thought it was going to be one of those North-South things coming out here. That it was a split because Poetic is in the South, you're in the South, and I'm looking at the board, and we got a lot of Northern boys up here. So hold on 1 second. Let me bring in somebody else. Now, caller, I'm looking at it here, 240-803.
Yeah, this is Pitch Black, man.
Hey, how you doing this evening?
What's going on, man? I'm hearing this conversation about the best rapper. I'm an artist. You can check me out,
www.reverbnation.com. You got to pay for that. You can't just do it and drop it and let it go. You got to pay for that one, but we'll talk about that. All right. Now, hey, what do you think about this subject? Uh-oh. I guess I said it wrong. I said it too loud. He dropped like he was a hot rock. All right, let me go down here to John Lowe. Let me see what's happening. John, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening at the show here.
I noticed you didn't raise your hand, but I come to you anyway, just so I can hear the eloquent words that you have to put on this subject.
Well, a man, Quinn, touched a little bit on that, on the bass. I don't think nobody is the greatest, because there's always somebody that's going to come along and be better. I think
that's
it
right.
Plays a lot of role in a lot of things with artists now, because, you know, a lot of people say practice make perfect. No, it don't. Practice only make better, because you can never reach your best because you're still living. Each moment go by, you're going to continue to grow and get better. But to be the greatest, I can't really say right long enough, because, it's, you know, anybody can come up right now and can be up on you know, up in the top five or top six. You know, I get a little Wayne, maybe the top five or something like that, but the greatest, I'm not going to say that. I mean, you know, he might be up there a little bit with two pops and Biggie a little bit, but, you know, I can't really say that Little Wayne is the greatest.
I don't think he up there with Biggie and Pop now, but I could say he up there. But I don't think you up there with Biggie Pop. I mean, you know.
Let me ask you guys a question. You know, we're talking about greatest MC. You know, you're talking about Lil Wayne. I mean, what I'm trying to say is, man, what makes him? We see. I know a lot of people get caught up in the sales, and they think sales and how much money you make basically define you as an MC. But I don't think it does. What I'm trying to say is, when you talk greatest, take away all that extra stuff, and I just talk about microphone control. The thing I'm trying to say is, I don't know if he is a top five, because that's five rappers I can name right now that are most definitely are way better than him. Because what I'm trying to say is, though, is that he makes cuts. He talks about everything that you probably hear that's going on modern-wise. But what has he done that put something in your head to make you think like, damn, that was deep?
I mean, he done enough. You gotta look at it, brother. When Wayne first came out, listen, man, Wayne was that golden steel. You gotta look at it. If you that golden, bro, you that golden. You know what I mean? And look, when Wayne was with the Hot Boys, Wayne was a man then. And also when he was, you know, by himself, he was a man.
I know.
You know, everything that he, you know. You know, everything, don't get me wrong. Now, you know, it might be some rappers out there, you know what I'm saying? You know, all his things, all that records that Wayne, everything that Wayne did when So-So, you know what I'm saying? Because he did some songs with people that I don't like. But evidently, man, you know, hey, I'm a fan of Lil Wayne, man. You know what I mean? Hey,
I'm a ride with Weezy, man. Like what I said when I started this conversation, man, I'm from Louisiana. You know, I'm raised in Louisiana, went to high school, elementary, all that, college there and shit. But what I'm trying to say is, though, I know what they play. And I know how people. I know everybody how they think down there, and I'm the same way. But the thing about it is, I went around and listened to music. Never listened to hip hop forever. Lil Wayne, man, is like I said before. He's talented, man. He got skills. I don't knock him for that. I know his story and all that stuff like that. But what I'm trying to say, man, is that he has not really put nothing together, man, that really has substance. It's like fast food. He hasn't put a really hardcore meal. Listen. He may cuss to make you shake your booty. He may cuss to make you think and all that kind of stuff, like as far as, like, you know, with females and stuff like that. But what I'm trying to say is there's nothing that he put in the black community that would be uplifting to them at all.
Here's the question. Because everybody's got their own opinion. Now, nobody's mentioned Jay-Z. What we're talking about here, because Wayne has made money in the industry as a rapper. So we look at him as being qualified as an entertainer in the hip-hop game because of the money he's made, okay, and the sales of what he's done. The thing about it is when we start talking about great, he does fall short of that. You know, when I think great, and let's look at it across the board, Muhammad Ali, Michael Jackson, some will say Elvis Presley. So when you start to say great, iconic, you're leaving out Jay-Z in the outlook of shelf life, you know, because like I say, you guys, now you see it turns into a north and south thing to a certain point, because Lil Wayne wasn't really favored up north here because of the fact that I guess maybe we looked at hip-hop differently and wanted more. And I got to say this to you. You got to be able to like Lil Wayne's voice. You got to be able to like his voice. You know, it's not melodic. Whereas you have a Jay-Z, you have a Snoop Dogg, you even have a Ludacris. You know, when you start thinking great, yes, it was a hell of a promotional thing. And it worked for him because he was the one at the time that was bold enough and had the momentum behind himself to make it an economic advantage. But a realistic point, we have to tip our hat and say, okay, it worked for your sales and it worked for your concerts, but you're not the greatest. You know, he's not the greatest. Sure, go ahead.
All right, I wanted to tell y'all, Lil Wayne, there's an update. Big Moochie just actually sent me an update. Lil Wayne says now, guys, I'm just letting y'all know, I'm going to read this to you guys. It says Lil Wayne's thoughts of being the best rapper alive have changed since he first made the proclamation back in 2005. The YMCMB head honcho still believes in the strength of his talent and has the record sales to back it up. But these days, his focus is directed towards cultivating acts on his roster. He said during XSW edition of journalist Elliot Wilson, CRWN interview, series last Friday, March 17th, when he was asked directly why did he stop singing his own praises, Weezy replied, because I have awesome artists. Simple and plain. I'm not trying to outshine them at all. 2005, you know, he's got Nicki Minaj, he got Drake. So he said that, you know, I want everybody to feel like they're the best at what they do. It's just like that. It's just like I said. It ain't about that now. It's about them. And he's not, he want everybody else, you know, to feel what they do. And so he reiterated to say that, you know, he just used that, really, he used it as a marketing ploy. I'm just letting you know.
Right, he's a businessman.
All right.
Now he wants to focus on his other people.
Because I see the gas is just pushing. So we're going to bring back in Pitch Black real quick because I think he got disconnected. So hold on a second. Pitch Black, welcome back.
Yo, I feel as though on the subject, Flame is great for the simple fact that he had for about 4 or 5 years, he had the music, the rap genre on his back. Now, I'm not a total Lil Wayne fan, but I know that he was the one that carried the rap industry for a while. Before Drake, before Nicki, after Jay fell off, was Kanye wasn't doing nothing, 50 wasn't doing nothing, Wayne was everywhere. I'm from Maryland. I just live in Tuscaloosa, so now I have a general idea of both. And Wayne was on the radio. And people were singing Wayne praises in Maryland, New York, Philadelphia, all over the place. And the same reason down, and the same way down here at his time. So as Wayne matures, he knows not to call himself the greatest anymore because now it's more of a business aspect. Just like Jay is gradually stepping away from the mic, Wayne is gradually stepping away from the mic.
Well, his health won't allow him to keep it the same pace. The seizures that he's been going through.
Well, you know, everybody grows older and they grow wiser.
More than anything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Say what?
Everybody grows older and grow wiser. When we're younger, we are empowered by our, you know, our confidence.
Yeah, but he's diversifying now because he's got other artists, so why not push them, make money there, and sit at home?
Ooh. Hey. This is Flossy Jeezy out of Portland. I was saying earlier, but a lot of you good fellas already kind of put it in there, that Wayne, for the most part, is a master marketeer. During a time when my man said he was holding it down, you know, he several appearances on 106 in part, you know what I'm saying, a lot of the younger generation of folks was really feeling what he was doing. You know what I'm saying? He was popping up on events where, you know, he was, you know, at different shows like they're giving you skateboarder shows and stuff like that. So he's a master marketeer. He knows how to go where the people are and where the happening stuff is going on at. And so he knows how to market himself, just like he's doing as artist right now. You know, because he's doing what he's doing, I am where I'm at, you know, I can't put full knocks on him, but I'm just saying pretty much the same thing you guys were saying earlier. You know, when you look in terms of some of the people that he preceded, and, you know, I know we don't want to really live too much in an if state of mind thing here, but say Biggie and Pac were still around today, I'm quite sure that the landscape, the quality of what we think music is or could be, and it could be because I'm still caught in that era pretty much because of what was offered up. I don't know if the landscape would still be the same, but you have to go with the actuality and the currentness of what is today and what's going on today. Is he the greatest, or was he at one time the greatest? And here again, we preface it by saying what the show's title was. Greatest alive. When I talk in terms of lyricism or what's being brought to the table or what's being presented, automatically my brain kind of switches between Nas and Jay-Z right now because they're kind of holding up the fat end of stuff. Because, I mean, if we're talking marketing, you know, Nas and Jay-Z pretty much do it like no other themselves. Wayne has pretty much his own separate bracket. Jay-Z has his own separate bracket. Then you have the Nas factor. So, I mean, if we're talking greatest alive, of course it's debatable all day long, but my thing is that it's kind of the same thing that my right hand up in Seattle was saying, Norris, because, you know, like I said, I do that Flossy Jeezy show thing. When I look in terms of the guys that have come forward that actually had something that you that everyone could actually use, which is the knowledge of what's going on not only in our neighborhoods but ourselves, but also being able to outlay historic stuff. Maybe that's the measuring stick that some of us older cats kind of look for and kind of see. Dwayne is more or less the man of the day today because of the people and the individuals that he influences. So far as marketing goes, you know, you could put him in the top five of that. So far as MC and lyrics and what's actually brought to the table, well, here again, because music is whatever we think it is, 90% of what your reality is what you think it is. It all depends on what your perspective is on who he is and what he brings to the table.
All right. Thank you, Flossy GZ, for weighing in. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. Y'all listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight we're talking about, is the claim of being the best ego or is it pure genius? And we'll be back in just a moment right after these brief messages. Stay with us.
Yes, yes, yes. It's Dr. A.T., and it's spotlight time here at Hip Hop National Radio. Yeah, I said it. Spotlight time. It's my pleasure. Drum roll, please. Take it away.
Yo, what's up? This is Gabby Cashman. It's about to go down right here, right now, since debuting my new song, Red Lipstick and the AK. It's available now on iTunes. You can also hear more of my music at my official website, GabbyCashman.com. Drop that.
Yo. To make it today as a woman, you gotta be tough, sexy, street smart, and educated. Let me show you how I do it.
Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes, like so rich. Cornbread, country girls, thick in the hip.
Run on the beat with an AK flow. It's a hijack, everybody hit the flow. I'm really that dope and I'm really that cold. Hit the first line, they already sold. First word books that wanna get bold. They lay away much like some hoe. Winning, they zero. Kill that show, get the dough. They know that I'm next to blow. Play with fire, you get burned. I'm the best thing you gon' learn. And I gotta teach ya. This is so breezy, but I will go easy. I don't got asthma, but I got that asthma. It's something expensive, pushing on the gas, huh? Y'all know the drill, y'all know the deal. When I grab the wheel, okay, it gets real. And I can back it up. And I can be walking and y'all ain't catching up. Cause I stay 100 feet ahead of the curveball. When y'all wanna hear, you know who to call.
Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes like so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip. Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, close like so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip. I just got my second win and I'm going in. I got a good stride, so I was born to win. So much ice, they think it's winter. You know where to find me, front and center. Beach buddy, I got the girls out. Kick up your jaw when the girls out. When I'm on the baseline, I hit it over time. Cops looking for me cause I'm better than grime. Crank it up, I keep it moving. An optimist, I keep improving. I work hard cause I don't like losing. She just hate, I'm the one he choosing. They wanna know what I'm planning. When I'm in Miami, vacation in the tanning. The night I'm in the city, got some pretty girls with me. Hanging at the Lemmy and we all getting trippy. Screaming out yellow, standing on the hood. I don't like to brag, but I'm looking good.
Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get money, cars, and clothes like so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first
and stay on top of the competition.
HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
This station is a member of BOB. Band of online broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
Hip Hop National.
back. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Guys, I want you to go and upload your music, www.hiphopnational.com. Upload your music today. Let's get connected. Connect so we can connect with our music. I'm going to say our program to your music, to the industry insiders. That's what this program is all about. So you're definitely listening to the right station. Make sure you call in at www.hiphopnational.com. Go to our website and call in at 213-559. Press the number 1. That'll let us know that you want to be a part of the program tonight, guys. As we say, it is the claim of being the best ego or pure genius. We'll be back, and I want to ask you guys, this, okay? I know Lil Wayne has stated what he said, you know, but the reality is it is a marketing ploy. Now, how do others follow behind someone who makes such a bold statement, but in another creative way? Because reality, you got to know it was marketing. It was marketing. So how can you think out the box to take your music to that level? You now have the floor. I'm going to give it to Sugar Ray. Sugar Ray, what's your thoughts?
You mean as artists, take it that level, or just, I mean.
As an artist. As an artist, as a marketeer, as a business, whatever you want to call it.
Well, you know what? As a matter of fact, what I would do on the business level, man, is, you know, I mean, like you said, it is a marketing thing. It creates a dialogue for discussion. But if I was an artist, and I'm not an artist, I used to rap, and I don't rap anymore. But if I was an artist, what I would do is I would piggyback on that. You know what I'm saying? I would basically, for every MC who wants to consider themselves to be an MC who think they are who they are, I would challenge that, man. You know, I would do a situation like what Kendrick Lamar did with Control. I would basically challenge that. And I wouldn't challenge it in a I would do a diss record, but I would challenge it and I would mention that statement in a song and consider myself to be the greatest. That's what I would do. And that creates a bigger situation that gets you in to be one of the first to do it, you know, because everybody's going to piggyback. But if you come back with that, man, I think that would be a good way. And that's hip-hop, if you just come and just challenge the issue, man. And I'll offer the challenge to him.
After this question here, I'm going to go to another I'm going to bring out somebody else who did something similar, but it was different, but it was very creative marketing. I just want to bring it to you guys' attention, and you guys are going to say it to yourself as well. Flopsy GZ, you have the floor.
Well, like I said, master marketeership on his part to create that buzz. I think you could do anything that you could to create a buzz. Let's take the example, say, of like Kendrick Lamar. Kendrick Lamar came out and he challenged everybody around the country. Hate him, love him, think it was a bad idea or not. Anything that you could do to create a buzz that not only challenges other people but provokes thoughts. To me, your product is your product. You know what I'm saying? You know, make claims that, you know, that your music is the best. You know, make claims that you're the best. You know what I'm saying? You can piggyback on that idea, but you can take that idea and you can, you know, it's almost like a tree. You know what I'm saying? A tree might be comprised of maybe 16 different root systems, right? But it still grows the same tree. So you can take what he did and, like I said, section it off. Make claims that, you know what I'm saying, that your marketing is best. Make claims that your promotion is the best. And then on top of that, follow it up with a solid product. You know what I'm saying? And on top of that, you know what I'm saying, you know, it's hard to put into words because there's so many ways that you could do it. But for me, I still think that your product really speaks to exactly what it is. So if he's making a claim to be, say, the best person out there alive, you know, come up with something a little bit different but not dissimilar. Say that you're the best performer of all times. Say that you're the best
was the one that really caught buzz with Pac and Biggie, that you're the best, you know, battle rapper, battle lyricist. You know what I'm saying? Market your stuff where, you know, you set up your page and stuff. And I did my right hand, Norris from Seattle had set up your page where you have artists come in and set up a bracket system where you have, you know, the top 20 guys that you listen to, you know, like after 6 weeks, put the top 20 in there and market, you know, beats versus beats in a battle rap scenario. There's so many different scenarios and ways that you can come back out here and market and challenge that thing, but the best way that you can say, really do it, is to say that you're the best battle rapper artist out there. Not just the best MC, but the best battle rap, you know, modify it just a little bit. I mean, there's a whole lot of things that you can do, you know, to promote your thing, but make sure that when you come out there and doing that, not only is your verse is tight, but make sure your beats and your music is tight at the same time, and promote it based on that. And the word best just says it. Anytime you say you're the best at something, it's nature that all these horses are going to want to jump in there, and gladiators are going to want to jump into that ring and make it happen. So just do what he did, but just modify it a little bit. You don't want to do exactly what somebody does because, you know, there was a chapter in another group that said, you know, an individual that was the biggest fighter of all times or something like that. But you can challenge a whole lot of ways to keep people, you know, provocative with the thing without, of course, causing fatalities and that kind of stuff like that. There's a lot of ways you can market your stuff. Just make sure your product is Prada when you put it out there.
Ooh. Man, did he lay that out. I love that, brother. I love that. Quinn, you got the floor.
Well, I mean, you know, like I said, man, you know, hey, ain't nobody greater than anyone, you know what I mean? Everybody, but you know, like I said, ain't nobody greater than anyone, but if you that golden, you that golden, you know what I mean? I know y'all probably tired of me saying it in my sentences, but because I'm going to tell you the straight truth, I'm gonna use you as an example, Poetic. I'm gonna say Poetic was a rap. Okay, say you was a rapper. All right, if you that golden, you that golden. You know what I mean? That's just how the game go with Lil Wayne. You know what I'm saying? And you know he put it out there. See, he the best rapper alive. You know, everybody was. I mean, you know he had a lot of fans, man. You know what I'm saying? He was all around the country, man. Everybody was loving Lil Wayne, man. You know, but hey, you know, I don't think he up there with Biggie and Pop. You know what I'm saying? So,
I agree. Hey, he wasn't up there with Biggie and Pop. Not in my eyes. He's not in my eyes. Not in my ears as well. But I would say this. I gotta say this. I respect Lil Wayne. I respect him. I respect him because, man, the longevity he has maintained in the game. And I know you guys don't see him as an icon, but yet he is. But, however, it may not be the best role model, but now you're going to see a change in Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne, from what I just read, Lil Wayne is exceptionally changing. He's changing. He's already got that entrepreneur mindset, but right now he's getting ready to invest in his artists. He sees a whole new thing with his business, and I'm gonna tell you this.
I want to ask you guys something. I'm just curious. I want to ask you guys something. You know, okay, Wayne. Okay, the thing about Wayne. This is the thing about Wayne, man. You know, he is changing because you change as you get older, you know. But my thing with Wayne is that, I mean, I just don't, I have not, he has not hit that corner yet to the point where he hasn't even put anything quality out.
Hear me out.
I mean, you're going to find out what I'm talking about. See, this is what I'm trying to say, man. I'm going to break it down to all you brothers. The thing about it is this, man, with Wayne. Wayne is basically putting out, you know, music. And I know the beats, and everybody likes the hooks and all that stuff like that, and everybody, and don't get me wrong, there was a point in time that I did kind of like some of the stuff. But at the same time, man, I started to think about it. Wayne is basically poison in the fucking black community, bro, the black neighborhood. And I'm going to tell you
hey,
why.
Hey, but man,
hold on.
I'm going to
break it down.
Be respectful.
I'm tell you why.
Just be respectful of the show. That's cool with the language.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this why.
I feel you.
I'm going to say this.
Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly, man, because look at this, man. He talks a lot of stuff, man. He ain't talking about nothing worth hearing. I mean, if I had my 10-year-old girl right here, she ain't gonna listen to that shit. I wouldn't love to listen to it because the thing about everything is a bitch and everybody's a hoe. That's what's up. And the thing about it, check it out, bro. And just right now, man, he just signed a dude named Young Thug. And if y'all don't know who Young Thug is, look it up. But what I'm trying to say is, man, is that Lil Wayne, man, thing about him, it's beyond, he don't give a damn about no hip-hop music. All he wants to do is make more. Him, same thing with Baby. They want to make as much money as they could possibly get, and they want to walk around looking like clowns with fucking tattoos all their fucking face and fucking,
hey,
fucking
man,
gold
teeth. Can you do me one favor, though? The language,
and bro,
please. I'm just saying, listen, the language. Could you just tone that down, please?
Huh?
Your content and what you're saying, what you're saying, I understand you're passionate about it, but please, man,
yeah.
Because I bring pastors on the show, too. And I just,
okay,
I maintain the content.
My fault.
I appreciate you. Go ahead.
Okay, what I'm saying is, Wayne, man, he's just not. I mean, business wise, oh yeah, he's a business wise. He's great. He got some artists, you know. I mean, Drake. I like Drake. Drake does his thing. Drake stay in his lane. He do what he do. You know, I don't care too much about Nicki Minaj, but at the same time, you know, what I'm saying about Wayne, man, Wayne doesn't do anything I see that's really positive. That's why you can't put him in that bracket, because he doesn't really move the people like that. I mean, people move by him now, south and so like that, because you know why? There's nobody else to move. They have nothing else to move to. But what I'm trying to say is, though, there's a lot of others, so like Tupac or like Biggie. Like Tupac, man, we shouldn't even have a conversation with them in the same bracket. They're not even close. But what I'm saying about Wayne is, man, he's making money, man, but people need to understand, man, it ain't always about the money. Because what he does with the money, I want to know what he done with the money. What has he done for the South, man? I mean, has he done anything for the neighborhood? Has he built any communities, man? Has he done anything, recreation centers? I mean, has he done anything, man? Now, let me know. Let me be wrong. Making
you know
music,
what? I got to pat you on the back, because I saw a video some time ago that Lil Wayne was making it rain in the club. And I said to myself, and he was one of the first guys that I saw holding money in a video and just throwing it up in the air and what have you. And I said, you know what? If I'd have paid some money for anything that he did, that would be my money he's just throwing around. And it turned me totally off on him because of the fact that, one, you know, to show wads of money and just throwing it in the air and making it rain like, you know, he's in the club and what have you, to me, that was someone living the high life off of the backs of their fans and not appreciating and giving back. Just like you said, I it wasn't about doing something for the young. You know, it wasn't doing something from where he came from. It was being a clown with the tattoos and people copying him then and what have you, and the pants really sagging, you know. And, you know, it was a point that he wasn't helping to put something in the minds of the younger ones coming up. They just wanted to imitate and look like him and make it rain in the club, you know. And
exactly.
And rubber bands with the money on it. You know, I mean, I
yeah. It's real, man. It's real. I mean, you have to understand, man, that those fans buy your music, but this is what you give them back? Nothing. You
exactly.
Keep it a cycle, man. Did you make money off of everybody else that they portray what they think that you are is what they think about any other black dude. And the thing about it is you just feed into that stereotype. And I ain't trying to make you think that you have to do what people want you to do. But at the same time, you get old, you get wiser. But you got to get a lot more wiser, man. Because you make money, man. You have to do something with that money, man. You can't make it rain in the club. You can't be walking around being in this. Man, when we gonna stand up, man? I mean, when we gonna stand up and do something for real?
But I gotta, I ain't trying to cut y'all, bro. You know, and I'm just, I'm just gonna be fair, honest, like I always do. You know what I mean? You gotta look at it. You say he was in the video making it rain in the club, right? He making
and
the rain in the club.
Money
he got
air at the screen.
He throwing money in the air. He got tattoos all over his arm. He got diamond gold charm. He got pants sagging. You gotta look at it. Everybody ain't like you. I mean, you know, most he ain't by himself. LeWayne ain't the only rapper that make it rain in the club. You just think about Birdman. That's all Birdman talk about. How many cars he got? You know what I'm saying? How much money he have? You know what I'm saying? What he can do? You know what I mean? That's a lot of artists out there. Some artists do give back to their community. Some artists do give, do something for the young adult, for the young people, for the little kids, just doing stuff for your community, give back what they gave you. You know what I'm saying? And you saying that you got a lot of fans out there that, buy your music and what you give back to them, nothing. You know what I'm saying? I feel like he is giving something back to them. He giving the music. He making the music. It's not about just only making the money.
But you know what? I can listen to the music for free, and he won't buy a drop of gas for any one of them cars, and he sure won't have my dollar bill to sling up in the strip club. See, I can break a boy. You see what I'm saying? See, think about that. We all be sitting at home.
Now that was
at
raw
TV.
Dog, guys. Raw dog.
I was about 110%.
I mean, you might can listen to it for free, but I'm just, I'm just being real. You know what I mean, bro? What quality that he haven't put together to you? What make him so? What make you, downgrade Lil Wayne? What make you just not like Lil Wayne? I mean, you mentioned, now don't get me wrong, brother, you mentioned, you said, what is a Lil Wayne? What you mean, what is a Lil Wayne? That's Lil Wayne. That's him. I mean,
yeah, but see, can I ask a question?
Can't.
I have never seen him in a suit dressed decently. If he were to go to church, how would he look? I understand being hard. I understand being in character. And
but
I think he's caught in character like a Flavor Flav. You know, everywhere Flavor goes, he got the clock. I think he's caught in character. And the man, we call him Lil Wayne, but the man, the father that he is. When does the clown outfit come off and the man stand up? Because you see, we all need mentors. We all need to understand that we might go to work with a uniform on, and when we're not working, we are being who we are. And I don't see it, man. I see somebody caught in character.
See, I think this is what my right hand was saying earlier too. Every generation, or there's a patch of everybody that gives at least out of all of that. Especially, it might be just a cliche statement to say that you hear it all the time. Those given much is kind of expected from you. Each generation had one. The initial generation had your KRS-One. Okay, I'm doing this, I'm saying the black cop thing, I'm doing these songs, but I'm still going to try to teach you something. Then, of course, it goes without saying Rakim and the kind of thing that he always kind of bought in there with that. Then you go just slightly beyond him, you got a Nas who kind of says that same thing. And even Jay-Z, no matter what people say about him, he's still trying to tell you exactly what his experience was and what you could kind of expect when you kind of you know, going through your hood thing. But this individual, we just haven't seen that yet. And I think what a lot of us look for, especially some of us old schoolers, is that kind of redemptive value for all this bling that you get, for all the things that you're doing and all the things that you're putting together. There's nothing wrong with having party spirit, and honestly, there's nothing wrong with raining in the club. But after the weather clears up, what else are you going to offer and bring to the table that says, okay, in addition to this making it rain and doing things, my young family, my young folks that's watching this, my young folks that's trying to get into the business and emulate something that has some kind of redemptive value. I think that's what we end up getting caught up with. And like my man said earlier, not all of us are alike, but it would be nice to see you throw maybe just throw some of us that kind of expect that from cats that have so much. We kind of expect for you to kind of throw us a bone and say, okay, now this is also what you have to be careful for. I don't want to hear mud and guts and bitches ain't shit. You know, but bitches ain't women ain't all that kind of thing the whole time. At some point,
well,
I want to hear you say a little bit something different than that.
But he ain't on the rapper that be saying that, though, bro.
Well,
yeah,
I understand,
but he's not the only one.
Go ahead.
He ain't the only rapper, man. You just downgrade Lil Wayne like that, man.
I want to stop in for a second, guys.
It would just be nice to hear him say something along those lines. I'm not saying that you know, like I said initially, there's nothing wrong with reigning in the club and doing that, but every now and then I would just like to hear him say something a little bit different because, I mean, through doing this apparatus, you've been given, been blessed and given a lot. I just would like to hear you say something extra beyond just that.
Yeah, well, you know what? I mean, I can understand what you're saying. You know, something that really could change the mindset, because that's how we are here at Hip Hop National. We really are trying to poke into the mindset of the young mind and trying to get them to understand that they are in business. And by understanding
right.
they are in business, they know that if they put up something of value out there, it can have a long-lasting stand and impact
right.
others. That's what this
That's
is about.
That's true.
Right.
I we talked about Lil Wayne and the words he uses and making it flow, you know, in the club, making it rain. But I'm going to give you another marketing strategy that I'm so very, very happy that didn't catch on. Everybody remember when Prince had the pants with the ass cheeks showing?
Right.
What if the fashions would have went that way? You know, you have to trip off of the artists and what they project, and the youth catch on and follow, because they're trying to be like those artists because they believe that that is the popular way to be. But I remember when Prince turned around on stage and his butt cheeks were showing, and I went, oh, Lord, please don't have this in the stores. I don't think we could take that. But living up here in the Pacific Northwest, it's too cold for that, thank God. But, you know, hey, it was something that was presented that didn't catch on, but as an excellent artist as Prince is, you know, it was just one thing that I just kind of went, whoa, this cannot be the new fashion. This cannot be the new fad, you know. And luckily, a lot of other males thought the same way, and it didn't catch on. But I haven't been to clubs lately, so y'all tell me if I'm wrong.
No, it's not the new fad. But the thing is, I think the new fad that's going on right now, man, is what's happening in the news. I almost see it once in a while. It's going on in sports. First, starting the military. Now, Lil Wayne, like I said, he just signed a gay rapper, and that's the thing. What I'm trying to say, that's the new thing that's going on right now, and it's like that. Every time I look around, I'm almost seeing it, you know. Lil Wayne, I'm going to say this about Lil Wayne, and it was no degrading. I like Lil Wayne for his business ethics. I just don't think that he is not even in the vicinity of great. You can say he sells a lot of records, and that's great. People sell a lot of records, and they're gone tomorrow. But what I'm going to say is, though, is the thing about him that's bothering me, man, is just what has he done for black people? That's how I want to know what he's done for black people. Because the thing about it is, man, you can have houses with 15 rooms in it. You can have 12 cars. Do you really need all those cars? Better yet, do you have a situation where you put something together where you have a plan? I'm going to tell you somebody who has a plan, and they probably want to watch him and keep a close eye on him. Now, he'd probably be the most standout entertainer in all sports and music is Floyd Mayweather. He has a plan. He owns everything he does. He owns everything he does. On top of that, he has a plan after boxing that's going to blow people away. And he's thinking about black people, number one. And that's the thing about it. See, the thing about Wayne, I don't know if he's that, because, see, the thing about a lot of cats to get money and make money, they forget where they come from. They forget who they are. They get too tricky to do anything for money. They'll put on the dress. They'll do anything for money. And people get it messed up thinking that, oh, yeah, he's making money. But money's not the destination. Money is not the thing. You mean you'll sell your manhood to make money? I mean,
Some guys have sold to make money. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't say you do it.
I'm just saying, but some guys in this industry, music industry,
you're right. I definitely agree with you on that. You're right. People will do anything for money. You're right. And it don't have to be a large amount of money for people to do anything for.
Well, you know what? They said comedians, to be successful, that all black comedians at one time had to put on a dress. And when I think about the comedians as they've come along, like, you know, I can remember them on television in a dress. Jamie Foxx, you know?
Flip Wilson, Geraldine, even on a cartoon. You know what I mean?
A lot of them, man. There's a lot of them.
Oh, yeah. You know, and it may sound strange. You know, there was a show, and we had a film producer on, and I asked them, you know, what you really want from some actors is to sell their soul. Because, you know, there's nudity scenes, there's sex scenes in some movies, and you hire an actor and you expect him to sell himself in every way in front of, you know, an audience just to make money. That's just like Will Smith when he kissed the guy in one of his movies. He played gay, you know. There's limits. just like everybody said, there's limits. And, you know, geez. But looky here, I know what time it is. I see that Poetic is getting ready for it. You might as well do what you got to do, Poetic.
All right, guys. Just wanted to let you guys know we got to keep good timing here as far as the our ads and concerns for our sponsors and stuff like that as well. I definitely want to say this. When we come back, I want to speak of another gentleman who approached the ego form of marketing, I would say, that I found also was a pure genius way in marketing his brand and putting it out there. And I agree with you guys on a lot what you said tonight, definitely by Lil Wayne not embracing enough the black community enough or the community enough to come back and reinforce it as a rapper. Maybe he will. Times is changing. He seems like he's changing. We all fall short of the glory of God. So none of us perfect. Eventually, we come around and we start to look back in hindsight where we stood at. I can't say you don't know where this man's going to go, but you know he haven't. Maybe he heard this show and maybe he may change. You never know. Anyway, we'll be back in just a moment. go to www.hiphopnational.com. Upload your music today. We want to hear from you. We want to hear your music tonight. Okay?
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotions. Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3s today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
Hip Hop National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip-hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from hip-hop national partner, The Val the BB Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development. Also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit hiphopnational.com. Get your Hip Hop National news from the number one source, Hip Hop National Magazine.
You've got 5 minutes? I've got that celebrity interview. Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of the Valder Beebe Show. Join me daily for my new brand, That Celebrity Interview. I get the opportunity to chat with the world's most fascinating people. I interview actors and directors and entertainers, celebrities, and everyday people on important topics and issues and life-changing causes. My interviews are authentic, revealing, and personal with my guests, who are in a 21st century mode. They're either in studio, by phone, satellite, or in exotic locations. I've interviewed people in Istanbul, Israel, London, all across the globe. Tune in daily to That Celebrity Interview. Go to valderbbshow.com for broadcast locations of That Celebrity Interview. I'll see you there.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, guys. If you want to be in our spotlight section, you need to be logging on to www.hiphopnationalradio.com. We want to hear your music. We want to see if it's worthy to the program for spotlight. Y'all let us know. www.hiphopnational.com. Let us get that MP3, your radio-ready MP3 for the program. Thank you, guys. Thank you for doing your upload in advance, okay? I'm just wanting to let you guys know how I felt. Anyway, now, guys, one thing I wanted to bring to you guys' attention. Y'all remember Mike Jones? Mike Jones! Mike Jones made a arrogant statement by just putting his name out there. An ego-centered statement, Mike Jones. But it wasn't just by ego. I believe it was pure genius. I really felt that the dude had knocked it out the box and made everybody say Mike Jones, and they followed his footsteps in it. And no one really have came and branded their name as he did. This is just my opinion. I'm about to come to Floxy Jeezy. Do you remember Mike Jones?
Mike Jones! Oh, yeah, I heard him in the candy paint with Snoop and my man UGK. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. So what do you think about his methods, his method and his approach? Do you think it was out of the box?
Well, I think just like anything else, you know, I mean, I think it was a good ploy by him. Genius? I'm gonna give that a 45%er. I'm gonna give that a 45%er,
okay.
and I'm gonna use the other 5%, you know, as a margin of error for myself. But to put your name out there and continue to do it like that and hit it like that, that's smart money, because I mean, in reality, you're banking on yourself. You're banking on yourself. You're continuously putting your name out there like that, and just like you just said, and just like I just said, you know, Mike Jones, when you think about that, when you think about the other cats that use pseudo names and stuff, to throw your own name out there and kind of create your own branding like that, I think that's smart money. The genius stuff, well, I guess, here again, you know, I'm going to give that a 45, 55, so far as that's concerned, but, you know what I'm saying, I'll give him good balance on it. I mean, it's actually 50-50 because, like I said, he's gambling and betting on himself. He didn't last that long, but you still remember when he said it. If you can remember when he said it.
When he tried to come back, he tried to do that same thing.
That's good. I'm sorry. That's good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
All right. Sugar Ray. Sugar Ray, you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's your thoughts?
Give me, say it again. I mean, explain it to me again.
Do you remember Mike Jones?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you remember his technique in branding himself as an artist?
Right. Mike Jones, yeah.
What'd you think about his methods, his approach?
It was good. It was really good, man. Because it's nice marketing, man. I mean, he's out there promoting yourself. It becomes popular, man. Think about it, man. If anything he could do right now with that name, people are going to know it. I mean, it could be there was a guy that was playing basketball, I think, for the Houston Rockets one time. His name was Mike James. Mike James. But think about it. First thing that came to my mind was Mike Jones, you know what I'm saying? Because the commentator said it one time. And it was crazy, man. But, yeah, I think it's real good.
Don't get me wrong. It was almost his claims to being the best Mike Jones that ever lived. Don't get me wrong. It was other Mike. There's other Mike Jones out there. He owns the
He's by far the most popular one.
Yeah, that's one way to stand out in the crowd. Yeah. They did a commercial with people saying they were, was it Mike Jones that they were saying? Or no, it was McDonald's. They had a commercial with a whole bunch of people with the same last name. They were promoting it during one of the games, the NCAA games. So, yeah, great marketing. But you know what? I think Dr. Dre is the boldest marketer because he put out the album Chronic. And I haven't really, really heard anybody that's so bold of a statement. And now it's legal up here in Washington State and in Colorado. And you're going to hear it resurface because it's going to be like an anthem, you know? So just letting you know.
Man, you and this stuff, man, they kill me. Hold on. Pitch Black, what's your thoughts? What's your thoughts about
it? Not to go back to the Lil Wayne thing, but a lot of people didn't realize Lil Wayne has a 4-year bachelor's degree from the University of Houston.
Okay.
Wow. And all, yeah. See, a lot of people don't realize that. A lot of people don't realize that YMCMB rebuilt Magnolia Project in New Orleans. So for people
but,
to say
well,
that,
I tell you this. For those who don't know, that is good information. Me personally, I'm going to research exactly what you said. But that is great information. Like, don't get me wrong, Big Moochie was tuning in. He didn't call in, but he tuned in and he gave me a post on Facebook to give you guys some facts that came from BET. By the way, guys, BET.
Wow.
The source that we got it from tonight was from BET. Lil Wayne says it no longer say he's the best rapper alive, and now he sees that, you know, the game is changing. There's a lot of people he don't want to contest against, even like Kendrick Lamar and stuff. So so he don't want to sit there. He said he don't want his neck on the line. So
right, he don't want to carry a gun no more.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he can't because he went to. Didn't he get locked up behind having a gun in his bus? Yeah, he caught a case behind. Yeah, he was on tour and he caught a case because there was a gun on the bus. So yeah, you know, hey,
$1 left. Yeah, I'm gonna smoke the last cigarette, which that's all I see.
Quinn, we got this live and on the air.
Oh, what's up, man?
And on the air, Quinn.
Oh, my bad. I was talking to my brother, man.
As far as Mike Jones,
we on Hip Hop Nation,
man. Yeah, Mike Jones.
My older family.
As far as Mike Jones, Fabulous was. Fabulous been doing that. Fabulous. He's been spelling his name out every song.
I remember Fabulous. Yep, Fabulous came up with that too. Yeah, okay.
You're right. So he was one of the first people I heard doing that. But Mike Jones was. I mean, he owns a chain. He owns strip clubs in Texas right now.
But now I'm gonna tell you something about Mike Jones. Speaking of Mike Jones, now he's the only rapper I know that I don't know if that's his personal number or his, you know, that's just a number he said, but now he the only rapper I know that did that, and then he also the only rapper I know that repeat himself twice and you know, and he was always, like you said, you know, Mike Jones, he was great, you know what I mean? He was great to me. He had some song that I liked, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, like I said, he didn't last that long. But, you know, hey, he was great. But he always repeated himself twice in every song.
That's a good outlook. Okay.
All right.
What you
got to
say
can
about
I ask
that,
y'all this, though? Can I ask you guys this? Tonight, all right, it was, to me, I thought it was a great topic, be honest with you. It's one that's not usually approached. Even some things came out of what you guys were talking about, the brothers being on the down low, being, using the industry. In fact, I got a post from someone out there who said that Lil Wayne has actually admitted to being on the down low. He's admitted to this, and he's known for it. But I don't know. In fact, I like to research it. But if there's anything you really learned from this program tonight, I would like to go around the panel and find out what you picked up out of this whole thing tonight, because it really was not about the ego. I'm just letting you guys know this. It really was not about the bragging rights. It was about one thing that I want you guys to understand, that it's about creative marketing. It's about creative branding. It's about taking charge of your career and taking advantage of the resources available for you and putting a creative spin on it to put your name out there. That's what my whole concept of this particular show was all about tonight. Now, I want to hear your thoughts, what you learned from this program tonight. And I'm going to start with Floxy GZ. You have the floor.
Very impressive stat line there out of everything that I heard tonight was that my man has a 4-year degree from the University of Houston. I think that's huge. I think that's important, and I think that's all the more reason why at least one, maybe two, before your career ends, a song that lends redemptive value so that the young kids out here that really worship everything that you do and see what you do know that there's something deeper about you than just the persona that we see beyond the UGG boots, beyond the pajamas at the NBA games, beyond everything else that we see that does not really necessarily speak for who you are as a person. a song that not necessarily reveals everything about you, but just something that says that you understand where they're coming from and that, you know, you can, as long as you believe in yourself and put yourself out there, look at me, I'm your example, good, bad, and ugly. This is where it is. So I learned something tonight that I didn't know about him, and that's a good thing. I mean, everybody, you know, God creates us all, so he gives us an opportunity to get an inside view from time to time, albeit kaleidoscope or whatever it is. You get a chance to see what you didn't know, and I learned at least something out of this tonight. Plus, I had a good conversation with some sharp brothers, because you have to look at both sides in order to see the whole side. So that's what I got out of it.
All right. Let's go to Sugar Ray. Sugar Ray, what's your thoughts?
Yeah, I learned a lot, man. You know, I knew about one thing having a degree, you know, and at the same time, the one thing I'm going to say about Cash Money, they have a roster, man, that nobody can even come close to. I mean, they put together a nice roster. They're going to last. They are what's on the radio right now. They're successful at getting it out there. And the thing about Wayne is that he's been in a long time, and he pretty much know the industry, and he created a following when he started with the Cash Money crew and all that stuff like that. Juvie's my favorite one. But I don't, you know, the thing is about it, you know, his personal life and what he does, I put all that aside. But if you look at him from a business marketing way of doing things and stuff like that, they put together some serious stuff, and they got a real, real long future ahead. Because, you know, even the situation when they got this guy, Young Thug, which I have no ambition to even listen to that. But think about it, there's a whole genre of new people that are going to listen to that. So that covers out, that covers that thing. He did sign Limp Bizkit. That's a whole other thing there too. But, you know, one thing I've learned from this conversation, man, is how he influences and how he creates dialogue where people could talk, and his name will always be out there. He's always going to be in the conversation. He may not be there, he may not care to be there, but his conversation, his name is going to be in it. So that's great marketing on his part.
Quinn, I'm coming to you. What's your thoughts, sir? What do you learn from tonight's show?
Man, you know, I learned a lot, you know what I'm saying, about, you know, the greatest and all that, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, it just, you know, it's kind of hard to explain it, but, you know, it just, you know, a lot of things that, you know, done took over with a lot of artists out there, and you know, a lot of people feel like, you know, some people feel like they the best, you know what I mean? But, you know, hey, you're not. You know what I'm saying? I'm an artist myself, and I don't even feel like I'm the best. You know what I mean? But, hey, I do what you always use what the talent that God gives you. You don't get it and take and just, you know, run with it. You know what I'm saying? Use what God gives you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can say you the best. That's just, you know, for what I look at about being the greatest, you can just see that. That's just like a slogan thing. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, he know he ain't the best rapper alive. But, you know, he know what he have going on, man. And, you know, that's what I really, you know, I like. And it's been a good show tonight, man. You know what I'm saying? And it was always a good show, you know. But, hey, always a good show, man. I love y'all guys so much, man. You know, my man Raw Dog and you, you know, y'all keep it going, man. And
Well, part of our reason for doing this, man, is because we believe in you. We believe in all of you guys that stick to this this game or this business as you do, and seek the information going from, you know, of what it takes to get in this business and remain in it. That's very important. I'm telling you guys, take advantage of these resources, because the digital age have brought us a lot closer. It's changing the game, and we can communicate one-to-one. But why these people are communicating, it's a good time to get your music out there in front of industry insiders, those people who are doing things and making a buzz and continue to make a buzz on top of them, with them, and become a unit. Hip Hop Nation can help you do that, I'm telling you, because we done brought some major people on this thing. But then don't get me wrong, Flocks of Jeezy, I was on his show the other day, and I'm telling you, we had another awesome conversation about this business of music. It's not only this program, but we can bleed over to other programs that's doing the same thing. Imagine that. That's a movement. That is a movement. All right. We're going to go to Raw Dog real quick. Raw Dog, what's your thought?
You know what? We threw it up. We twisted it around. We stirred the pot. And we came out with the one thing that, hey, Lil Wayne is human. He's a businessman. That was a heck of a marketing strategy. I'm glad it twisted back around for the young folks to understand that in this industry, it's marketing. That statement that he made was bold, you know. And we tore into it and we started claiming he wasn't. Okay. Then the thought of it was that the marketing strategy was genius. You know, whether he ever becomes the greatest, he's still a human being, and it was an intelligent decision to be that bold. You know, now, hey, other than that, all I can say is it was a pleasure with everybody that called in, because I heard the viewpoints. I think we all felt the same way, you know, and then at the end of the day, we gave him the point, he is a human being. And, hey, that's the bottom line to it. You know, we got much love for each other. And, hey, you know, God bless you guys. Back to you, Poetic.
Well, I can tell you like this, man. What I learned from it is I did learn some facts because I did research it. Lil Wayne do have a degree from the University of Houston. So that's commendable in itself, because in other words, he seek higher education, and I think we all need to a degree. Does it make you any better than the next person? No, but learning as all that you can, when you can, how you can, is what can make all the difference in your mindset and going forward in your future. So don't get me wrong, I find this program as educational to me. However, beyond just that, every day I'm having to research new information that brings about new information to my mind. Expand the mind, guys, and you'll write better songs. Trust me. Especially those who are writing out there, you'll start to formulate a better plan in your music and understanding. This business of music is very important if this is what you want to do. And tonight I thought it was very impactful for me. It was good dialogue. I loved every bit of it. All you guys really was right over the top in what you had to say. Flossie GZ, tell us how we can connect with that show, man. Got to tell you.
Well, I've got a show that comes on now, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday. You know, got a couple of shows that you usually start right around 6 o'clock. I'm on Facebook at...
got to tell us 6 o'clock what time zone.
I'm sorry, 6 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And I bumped it up from 8 to 9 o'clock because I'm trying to have respect for my East Coast family that's up there, because I'm right underneath the 206 area code down here in Portland, Oregon. And I try to have respect for my central time zone and eastern time zone brothers, trying to get them, you know, off the show and into the sleeping area by midnight, because, you know, they work jobs and just life just gets in the way and they got kids and family to deal with. So I try to be respectful of the times that they're in. You might find some of the other guys we're trying to link up with that might have some later shows. But the Flossie Jeezy show worldwide page is on Facebook. The link is kind of weird, so I'll just say when you go on Facebook, type in Flossie, F-L-A-U-X-Y / GZ, worldwide, and that'll take you right to the page. It's a page that's staffed for basically for up-and-coming artists who, you know, doing like we do in this format here where we try to educate brothers on ways to get in via, you know, press kits, you know, interesting conversation from folks like Poetic and my right-hand man, Norris, there. And like I said, we just try to get it in and come up with something. I mean, if, on the page itself, we post sports and, you know, stories that, interest, you know, African-American interest and everything. And we just try to get it in and make everybody feel welcome. But that show, the Flossy Jeezy show worldwide, can be, like I said, caught Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturdays, so that we can get it in and continue to pretty much do what we're doing here. But it's mostly formatted for young cats that want to get in and figure out what's going on. Although, like I said, we cover lots of various topics, including sports, you know, some light politics, but mostly getting it in. And when I get people on staff like Poetic and my man Norris, it really is a beautiful thing.
I got to cut you short because we got to go get ready to go into our music. But, guys, the reason why I gave Flossy GZ love, I'm going to tell you something. He gave me mad love the other day on his show. And I thought, and don't get me wrong, he don't cross over on my time, and I understand that he don't. That's why he have very much respect about what we doing. So we got to embrace him as well. I'm just got letting you guys know that. Okay. Anyway, Rawdog, Dr. A.T.,
you.
Let's take it away.
All right. God bless.
This is Dr. A.T., and welcome to Hip Hop National Radio's In the Mix. You have the number one hip hop station on the planet. We play the unsigned and independent artists from around the world, from every genre of music. To get your submission heard, send your radio MP3 file to www.hiphopnational.com.
Dr. A.T.
Number one hip hop station on the planet.
Dr. A.T. Dr. A.T. Dr. A.T.
Next on deck, one more round.
Yeah, that's success. Step through the door, I ain't got no more stress. Nothing on my mind, having a good time. Loved ones all around me, leave your worries behind. Smile for me, baby, even if you had your worst day. Shots all around, I know it's someone's birthday. But yeah, I got my family in here. You feeling alright, then put your glasses in the air. Yeah, we make a toast to the good life. Party is a job, then I'ma work it all night. And let's party like we stars and they kick us out. Drink liquor till the bar runs out. Yeah, live for the moment, not knowing where it takes me. Don't matter where I end up, just get home safely. Mr. Club owner, don't shut this down. Cause the night is still young, I need one more crowd. Party people here tonight, put your hands up high.
Hands up high.
You leave your worries at the door and have one hell of a night. We party like we famous till they kick us out.
Kick us out.
But my party ain't over, still kinda sober. Let me get one more round, one more round,
round, round.
One more round, one more round.
One more, let's go.
One more round, bass in the speakers, beating all your pain away. Dance up your problems, sweating out the bad days. Feeling so right, at an all-time best. Looking so nice in your brand new dress. I wanna have a good night with all my friends. Can we make it last forever? And don't forget, smile every time when I'm taking my pics. Cause I'm blessed, never thought life would end up like this. I got a pocket full of sorrows, pillow for tomorrow. Got my pain in this bottle, I'll be finished when it's hollow. And pour shots till they get the last drop. Then the party don't stop till they calling the cops. Yeah, stress-free living, but now that we living, got the bottles on ice, we VIP chilling. But yeah, and tonight is the night. But tell me how you feeling. Just one more, feel it. All these people here tonight, put your hands up high.
Hands up high.
Leave your worries at the door and have one hell of a night.
Hell of a night.
We party like we're famous till they kick us out.
Kick us out.
But my party ain't over, still kinda sober. Let me get one more round, one more round.
Round,
round. One more. Go home.
what about you? The night's still young, girl, what should we do? Call up your friends and tell them come through. And we'll do this every night like deja vu. I don't wanna go home, what about you? The night's still young, girl, what should we do? Call all your friends up and tell them come through. And do this every night like deja vu. Party people here tonight, put your hands up high. Leave your worries at the door and have one hell of a night. We party like we're famous till they kick us out. But my party ain't over, still kinda sober. Let me get one more round, one more round. One more round, one more round. One more round.
Next on deck, I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on.
Like a pill, riding real slow. Got a pocket full of bro, trying to turn it into show. I'm a D-boy, doing what the D-boys do. Riding round off the drink, so listen to screw. I do the fool, swanging, hogging up the lane. I do it for them boys with the candy on the train. With the real big rims, cars sitting tall. Flip down screens, hit the button and they fall. If you fall like I fall, your wrist is icy. When they see them diamonds shining, I think they like me. It's a game time thing, and you already know. I stay stunting, haters mad cause they watching me glow. I got my swagger right, check, game tight, check. When I'm chopping through the city, everybody break their neck. I'm swinging to the left, I'm swinging to the right. Then I slow down my swing and let them spin at the light. I'm swinging.
Get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swinging.
Get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swinging.
Get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swinging.
Get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swinging.
Get your swing on, get your swing on.
Greens flipping, swerving in and out of lanes. It's your boy Scotty Pippen, still sipping on yak, still blazing up a sack, still riding in the lack with the roof pushed back, coming down like a hog, chopping and swinging, 18s in the trunk, and I'm keeping them banging. Ain't no windows tinted, you can see me in it. Don't put the rims on it without TVs in it. We ain't new to this, we've been doing this here for moons. I'm a game time player, I run around with tycoons. I'm swaggin', grip, grip, gripping on the grain.
I'm swaggin',
can't drip, drippin' in the lane.
I'm swaggin',
rim still spinning like whoa. When I pull off, the rims start moving real slow. When I'm in your city, you gotta watch me glow. Nebraska on the plates and I represent the O.
I'm swaggin', get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin',
get your swang on. Get your swang on,
I'm swaying.
Get your swang on, get your swang on,
I'm swaying.
Get your swang on, get your swang on,
I'm swaying.
Get your swang on, get your swang on,
I'm swaying.
Get your swang on, get your swang on,
I'm swaying.
Get your swang on, get your swang on,
I'm swaying.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm from the bed. We started off with Dayton's and Vogue. Now it's candy paint blades and them pop-up doughs. In my city, if you're ballin', you gotta ride clean. If you're riding on rims, then you gotta watch screens. When I pull up at the lights, my rims don't stop. When I'm riding up the block, my rims gon' chop. I'm the MVP, I'm the player of the game. In the slab coming down, paint drippin' in the lane. If you ride shiny clean, then you're doing your thing. I blow the horn when I pass, I'm respecting your swing. I see you, player. Go ahead, do what you do. When I ride by the stunner, I'ma chuck him a deuce. It's an Omaha thing. Go on, swing, go on, swing. You
got diamonds in your chain. Let them hang, let them hang. This is for the players that be keeping it real. Pop your collar with me, pimpin', and show me it's real. I'm swang, get your swang on, get your swang on. I'm swang, get your swang on, get your swang on. I'm swang, get your swang on, get your swang on. I'm swang, get your swang on, get your swang on. I'm swang, get your swang on, get your swang on.
Yes, yes, yes. It is spotlight time here at Hip Hop National Radio. Yeah, I said it. Spotlight time. It is my pleasure. Drum roll, please. Take it away.
Yo, what's up? This is Gabby Cashman. It's about to go down right here, right now, since debuting my new song, Red Lipstick and the AK. It's available now on iTunes. You can also hear more of my music at my official website, GabbyCashman.com. Drop that.
Yo, to make it today as a woman, you gotta be tough, sexy, street smart, and educated. Let me show you how I do it.
Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes like so rich. Cornbread country girl, thick in the hip.
With an AK flow, it's a hijack, everybody hit the flow. I'm really that dope and I'm really that cold. Hit the first line, they already sold. She so slick, I'ma unload. First word, bro, that wanna get bold. They lay away much, they some hoe. Winning, they zero. Kill, kill that show, get that dough. They know that I'm next to blow. Play with fire, you get burned. I'm the best thing you gon' learn. And I got a teacher. This is so breezy, but I will go easy. I don't got asthma, but I got that asthma. Get something expensive, pushing on the gas, huh? Y'all know the drill, y'all know the deal. When I grab the wheel, okay, it gets real. The money talks, then I can back it up. And I can be walking and y'all ain't catching up. Cause I stay 100 feet ahead of the curveball. When y'all wanna hear, you know who to call.
Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes like so rich. Cornbread country girl, thick in the hip. Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes like so rich. Cornbread country girl, thick in the hip. I just got my second win and I'm going in. I got a good stride, so I was born to win. So much ice, they think it's winter. You know where to find me, front and center. Beach body, I got the girls out. Pick up your jaw when the girls out. When I'm on the baseline, I hit it over time. Cops looking for me cause I'm better than crime. Crank it up, I keep it moving. An optimist, I keep improving. I work hard cause I don't like losing. She just hate, I'm the one he choosing. They wanna know what I'm planning. When I'm in Miami, vacation in the tanning. The night I'm in the city, got some pretty girls with me. Hanging at the limmy and we all getting trippy. Screaming out yellow, standing on the hood.
Next on deck, The Dreamer.
I am a dreamer. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I am a dreamer.
heartaches in the lifetime I combine from these dirty stains. The world may never feel me as I present the real. My stop is not an option. Pity popping in the kill me. You gon' hear me in your thoughts. Why I got it for the thing. I can't up a dream like I'm Martin Luther King. As long as I breathe, the devil gon' take me. But I'd rather die tempted than to live this life. Don't you tell it. It's the moment. Haters gon' try. Long after we go down to the grave. I dream, this thing, every day it's just me against everything. So I go rise to the ride, but I can't even know what it means to defeat this thing. You can tell me that I never gonna never, but I never, never meant it, cause I never destined. Hell ain't what I'm planning for. I overstand the pain, still don't understand it though. So I'm being persecuted till I find an antidote. So gon' die for nothing, I'ma die for what I'm standing for. Walking through the sea of suffering, but still I persevere. And I done cried enough, enough, don't need no tattoo tears. I've been dreaming for years, now the man in the mirror. Daughters with me home and tell me what I got to fear. Count the cost on the day I was marred by the cross. I could die tomorrow as a martyr and there's nothing lost. You can't kill me with your weapons, words of prejudice. How you gon' take my life when God already scheduled it? Cause I dream, this thing, every day it's just me against everything.
What's up, good people? It's your boy, Andre Lewis. Here's my single debut, Give Him Praise, and you heard it first on Hip Hop National Radio. Download it on iTunes and follow me on Twitter at Lyricist Lewis. Aight!
This rock got favor. Ain't no coincidence like rocks is a paper. Only one that earned king status from a prince. Nobody ever lived that can walk up in his prince. Ain't no blueprint simplified. Jesus Christ came to die. Love will make Marines holler. Hoorah, simplified. He got that power. Much more than Kanye. Jesus ain't alive. This is something that me conjure. Yeah, he came and died, but he rose on that thigh. Yeah, now he's in the sky. Most high with a prophet. And he coming back. White horse with the strong. Trumpet blaring Louis Armstrong. Get the music right. Don't be caught up singing thongs. No, read up on your words too, and don't be quoting songs. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repenting. It's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let them know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repenting. It's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let them know that he's amazing. Came and died for the homie. Got enough blood for you and also for your homie. Holy Spirit's on the inside, you're never lonely. Open up the pages.
pages of the Bible, then it shows me I gotta live righteous, gotta live holy, gotta stay humble, but in other words, lonely. Learn about Christ, he's the life for your soul. Jesus is his name, and don't forget it like Toby. You can't be so arrogant, imitating Kobe. When you go to the throne, but got a right to go boldly. Set the back, things from the devil, that's what he owes me. Like the fact that I'm saved, I believe cause Christ told me. Can't wait to see Jesus' hands, they still holy. From hanging on that rugged old cross for my soul. He did it out the love of his heart, he never owed me. And that's why I love him, cause that's the first thing he showed me. Check me out. Go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Pay attention, start repenting, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing, he's amazing. Go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Pay attention, start repenting, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing, he's amazing. Omega the creator, the final way maker, on top and ungreater. So the Satan is a lying, full-fledged hater. He can hate all he wants, but can't stop God's favor. See, God can make it possible. So how could you believe on what them doctors do, working in a hospital? Jesus left a comforter, the Holy Ghost inside of you. A filler and a healer, not a killer. He will guide you through. Serving omnipresent God that does not lose the sight of you. If you need an open door, hit the floor and trust the Lord. He will meet your every need, humble cry. To the Lord, he did more. Go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Pay attention, start repenting, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing, he's amazing. Go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Pay attention, start repenting, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing.
Next on deck, Angel.
Play your music.
Woo! Yeah, she got my attention, so I just look and listen. Wishing I was the one to put her in a good position. But I guess she got her while her mind was still in good condition. And I ain't hating, I'm just saying it was real. Someone with her, but nobody else is paying the bill. And I wanna know how did this happen, early. She ain't even tapping 30. She made her bed, but that don't mean she like her mattress dirty. Never see attitude, only see gratitude. So honestly, sweetie, I can't even be mad at you. Do what you have to do if you believe in it. But I swear that bed don't even look like you can sleep in it. But if you good, then I want out. Still wishing that somehow I can give you what you deserve from that sunrise to that sundown. Cause they don't make them like you, babe, there's no lie. Two chains, they should call you Angel for your new name. Cause you make me feel. Everywhere she would court him. Told his mama she loved him because he didn't abort him. He just wanted attention, being somebody's fiction. And did her dirty so much it was almost like an addiction. Knew she would be his wife no matter how he was living. Asked me to take him in so his mama wouldn't enlist him. No, it's nothing against him, homie just wouldn't listen. Took advantage of something that most of us wasn't getting. I was begging somebody to give me a full commitment. She was doing his laundry and washing all of his dishes. Ain't no reason for cheating, I was the one who didn't. But he's the one with a chick that'll put 1,000% in. He kept doing the dirty until she finally caught him. Cause he thought that she bought it a lesson that she had taught him. I'm just glad that it's over, but never should have just started. Cause my best friend coming straight out of Trinity Garden. Cause you make me feel.
This is a Raw Dog production. I'm Dr. A.T., damn it.
I'm Dr. A.T., damn it.
Wonder if some program directors at the radio stations gon' show me some love and put me in rotation. Without having to dig deep into my pockets, I'm a hustler, but it still don't mean that I got it. I wonder if the streets gon' feel me, and if I get shot, and I wonder if God gon' heal me. I wonder if I'ma die before I get rich, cause I'm chasing a dream. I wonder if my girl really love me and think the world love me and put nobody else above me. I wonder if I'm living a lie and if them platinum plaques ain't nothing but mirages in the sky. I wonder if I'm realer than real and in the heat of the moment would I freeze it. I wonder if I'm writing my last 16, and if so, press rewind so you can see what I mean. I wonder. I wonder if God gon' punish me for trying to feed my family. It's as real as it gets, G. Sacrifice a million blacks for one Rhodes Scholar. I wonder if my kids know I love them to death, and I'ma stay on the grind to my very last breath. I wonder if we in heaven or hell, and if I get down on the block again hustling with they running tail. I wonder if we gotta sell our souls just to move a few units, chip pack number gold. I wonder if they kill Cochran and Frank Mike, and if Hollywood picks the fire in against Spike. I wonder if my people's is cursed, and if not, why I feel so much pain in this one verse. Real as it gets, G. I wonder if I'm destined to make it. I see opportunity that's at my front door and I'ma take it. I wonder if God gon' punish me for trying to feed my family. Raw talent in the industry for years, been settling for less. Why the haters hate, and why you looking at my plate when I know that you done already ate. I wonder when I spit this flame, is the whole world gonna keep on asking me what's my name? I wonder if the gang gon' listen, and if the public don't wanna hear no more of this gangsta shit.
Hey guys, you know this is the part of the show we gotta be going off. Before I go, I just wanna let you guys know out here for all the artists that did not hear the submissions tonight, I want you to do is this. If you got your mixes ready, all you gotta do is go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and send your mix into us. But remember, the language and the content need to be right. I see you guys next time. God bless. This is Dr. Ray T in the mix for Hip Hop National Radio.
Now you know who I am, now you know who I be. Now you know I got at least 1,000 that's rolling with me.
Alrighty, let's get on the
bus.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop.